We got a couple super chats here. Let's see. First of all, from Jax Frankovich. D&D dropping Children of the Forest hints. What is the Night King's goal? He made deals with men before. And will we see... will we see him make other deals with men to get revenge on the Children of the Forest, maybe? He's like, yeah, that's something that's been talked about in, like, a book theory for a long time, is who he might deal with. One theory was Roose Bolton. That clearly didn't happen, but I never really agreed with that theory. It was interesting and possible, but clearly not likely now.
I'm really hoping for it, and I've started to dig a little bit more into the prophecy and some of the history there, because I'm so intrigued by what the Night King's motivation is, and I cannot wait. I'm so hoping he speaks. I want to hear him speak, whether it's to John or Bran or whoever.
They have a language, but it's, yeah, you know, it's a different language. It's called Skroth, I believe. And they don't.
I just know
that. Work the same way.
I know, Martin. We all know. Just look at this show. There just aren't just these plain bad guys. No one's just this one sided. There's got to be more to him. There's just has to be. And I'm sure it's going to be rich and intriguing. And up to now, the mystery surrounding him, you know, adds to the, I don't know, the epic feel, the menacing nature, the suspense and everything. But eventually, we're going to have some climactic moment, some confrontation, and I really want him to speak. And I hope the speech isn't, "You all must die." I hope he says something like, "You betrayed my people. You broke the ancient contract." Or, you know, I wanted to hear him give some reasoning and some motivation, which might generate new dilemmas. Like, it might pit John against Danny or something like that. You know, that's what I'm really hoping for.
Yeah, I mean, for example, like, Sam is maybe pitted against Danny now after what was done to his family. But maybe not, because he didn't exactly like his father.
Yeah.
Much, you know, and maybe he understands. Question from Nordstern. Why do you think Missandei was not present in the Danny scenes at all? She wasn't at the council and then not even saying goodbye. Yeah, not even saying goodbye. Does it give a clue to her turning against Danny? Maybe I'm reading too much into it. I don't think it means she's turning against Danny. For one thing, there's just no, she doesn't even know anybody else in Westeros.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got, who's she going to side with instead? And I just don't see a compelling reason for her to be mad at Danny. You know, like, what has Danny done to, you know, why? You know, Danny saved her, and she's one of the people that, someone says she's too busy being too fast and too furious.
I say that.
Shea says that. I wasn't sure if you grabbed that from someone else. She's in that movie?
She's in the Fast and Furious movies.
Okay, I didn't know she was in the Fast and Furious movies. Okay, that explains it. She's off driving fancy cars.
She's racing to Casterly Rock to reunite with...
Maybe she's driving back to Essos, you know, in her hydro car.
She stole the special machine that Varys and Littlefinger use. It's a DeLorean.
Okay, here's some questions from today's chat that Ashea pulled. Kemet 666. From the prior episode, my question is, can Arya change faces and become a White Walker? I don't know about that.
How permanent would it
be? Wow. I'm just here. We're busy thinking about, can she look like Littlefinger? Or can she, you know, maybe look like Sansa or something like that? And it's like, that's where I'm thinking. Actually, mimicking a White Walker. It's hard to imagine the circumstances where she would want to do that. I don't know. I don't know if she can do that.
Yeah,
that's a tough
motivation. Probably won't come until after we'd heard them talk, though.
So. I don't know if it would. It might fool other people. It wouldn't fool a fellow White Walker. They'd probably be a sort of sense or something. I don't know. Yeah. Interesting. You know, I do expect Arya to be involved in some fighting. Not this season. I mean, fighting against the Walkers and stuff. So. Yeah, I mean, we predicted that, you know, the possibility of her going after Night King, that's why she's got Valyrian steel now, and, you know, sneaking up on him or something. I don't know. But I didn't consider that involving a disguise. Because it feels like they can just detect things, you know, like they can sense it. I don't know. It's so hard to know how they work. Their powers are still very mysterious at this point, even this late in the game. Jax Frankovich says, think Gilly will bring that scroll with her to Winterfell? Yeah. What will that revelation to John / Danny / the North be like? Now, that's another interesting possibility. We talked about how Gilly is probably not going to go all the way north because it's how dangerous it is. Although, the problem with that thinking is she made him promise we're not splitting apart.
Right, right. That's
so
what I
kind of forgot about that. Yeah. So, yeah, that's tricky.
Does the promise still stand when he is the lord of his own house?
He probably shouldn't be lord of his own house. He's still in the Night's Watch. He's still not available to inherit. He hasn't died and come back like Jon.
Yeah.
Sam needs to die and come back. Then he can be lord of Hornhill. But he's still a brother. But yeah, it's just, who knows how if he's going to be punished for running off from the Maesters, but that was a direct order from John, who's no longer the Lord Commander. Like, I don't know the technicality of what rule he broke just now. I don't know how that works. It's I think he can get away with it as long as he can get back north, especially considering how important he is. You know, like, you can throw me in jail. I'm the dude who knows all this stuff works, you know?
Whenever these types of questions start coming up, I always think of the... I think the theme song for the show should be Bob Dylan's song, "These Times Are Changing." Rules that may have been accepted in the past, or maybe not so much anymore.
Okay, next question from Jay Beach. How do you think Dany's going to feel when she realizes the man who cured her friend's grayscale is the son and the brother of the man she roasted? Yeah, that's going to hurt. That's going to be painful for both of them, probably. Both John, Dany, and especially Sam. Although, like we said, Sam doesn't have much love for his father. He may feel bad that that happened. He'll feel bad on behalf of his family because they're going to miss, you know, the two elder males in their family. And yeah, here we go. Roger Sampor, Gilly's kid, gets Hornhill. Yep. That kid is not in the Night's Watch. He's, you know, got Tarly blood. He doesn't really have Tarly blood, but that's what they're passing him off as. That's a good theory. That's a very good theory that he could end up, that the baby could get. We talked about this. We actually talked about this in a prior episode.
Yeah, and it seems more likely now that Randall and Dickon are actually dead.
Yeah, we haven't gone back to this theory now that things have changed so much. We thought about how amazing it would be that if Randall finds this out. Like, a wildling is the head of the house of foreign savages. Okay, from J.D. Shark. Nice name there. Hailing from Canada, it looks like. The Sea, Super Chat. The Sea by Eastwatch wasn't frozen in the opening credits last episode. Does this mean the wall is coming down rather than the dead going around? Oh, so it changed. I didn't notice that. The fog was gone.
I didn't notice it either.
That's very interesting. I'll have to go back and look at that because I didn't catch that.
Maybe they're already around to the other side.
So I do think that the wall is coming down, though. I do think it's coming down this season. I think it might be one of the things that happens in the last episode. That's been my guess since the beginning of the season. Not based on any trailer shots or anything, just my own, like, guessing at how they're going to hit the main story points and what would be such an epic thing to have at the end of the season to really give us a big cliffhanger for the final season. Like Tyrion riding a dragon, Jon riding a dragon, those are possibilities. But the wall coming down, it feels like I kind of thought it might happen last season.
Dany showing up in the north with the dragon, even if it's not a new rider.
Which, by the way, is a way for them to get out of their predicament another way. If Dany's happens to show up, that would be... I don't really want it to go that way, but it's absolutely on the table as a possibility.
I'm very suspicious of the wall coming down. Although I try to open up the possibility of maybe not the entire wall comes all the way down, all hundreds of miles of it, maybe a section, maybe a segment of it comes down or opens up at the base or something like that.
Yeah. From Cintichia Kendrick Samuel, shouldn't Gendry have mentioned Arya? Gendry knew she was a Stark. Oh, and still no mention of Rickon. Yeah, guys, they're never going to talk about Rickon. That's just that happened off screen. They just, you know, it's an obvious dead end conversation. Like, yeah, they could have given us that moment to show how sad it was and be like for them to have something to bond over. But it's there's just nothing.
Dead-end conversation, at least.
Dead-end conversation. I just don't mind that they didn't have it, and I don't expect them to. It's not an oversight. I believe they intentionally just didn't do it. I don't think it's like, oops, we forgot.
That's something you don't want, one line of dialogue. The discussion of the death of your brother, that's an involved, emotional, long thing that I would love to see on screen, but they're not going to commit time to that.
Yeah, so. I get why they didn't have time for that. It would have been another great thing. I would have loved to see it, but
down
or up. Next, and of course, shouldn't Gendry have mentioned Arya? Yeah. See, Gendry he maybe will at some point. I can understand why he hasn't yet. He does know she was a Stark. That's absolutely true. But he may be afraid to bring it up. You know, like, maybe she's worried she's dead. You know, the way they parted was awkward. It was more awkward for him at the time because she was like, what are you doing? You know, bring him back, you bad people. Selling him to Melisandre. I think that my conversation might happen still, but it's another thing that I guess they just didn't have time for it. What would they talk about? Just, hey, yeah, she's alive.
A couple thoughts.
That one could have been one line of dialogue.
It's also, from our perspective, that was a huge moment in relationship between Gendry and Arya.
Yeah.
But Gendry's lived a lot of years since then. He's probably had a few girls and other relationships, and there were other people on that trek that he might have also befriended that are gone or dead or memories. Not to say he shouldn't have brought it up, but I can see how it's a bigger memory and relationship to us than to everyone else. Also, remember every time someone brings up Sansa to Jon, he slams him against the wall and chokes him. Maybe Gendry's going to be careful about what he says.
That's funny. Anchor Frey, Super Chat. I don't recall Sean trying to say Irish wristwatch. He made us all say that. He gave a super chat and tried to get some. So, go ahead, say it.
Irish mishmash? Why would anyone want me to say that? That's their problem at all. Say Irish mishmash.
There you go.
Wristwatch. Irish wristwatch.
It's really hard to say.
It's almost like a prophecy.
Matt from Matos Ribeiro. Do you guys think it was odd that Tyrion said one great house had already disappeared? Did he forget the Baratheons? Well, technically, what he said was one great house had already disappeared in this war. I think that's what he said, in this war. And he was, so War of Five Kings is a separate war. And the Baratheons kind of died in the fallout from that. He could have said that. He could have just worded it differently. I think that was how he worded it, though.
I assume he was talking about the Tarleys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah. No, he was talking about Tyrell.
Tyrells. Talking to the Tarleys about the Tyrells. Right, sorry.
Yeah, definitely. From Zoilo. Gilly's reading means the Maesters have to know about Jon's parentage. They may have been portrayed as idiots, but they aren't. Well, if they, maybe a Maester or two, there's a ton of books in there, and, yeah. You know, maybe someone didn't, you know, hasn't necessarily referred to that in a time that mattered. Because Rhaegar's marriage wouldn't be something that mattered to anybody. Like, an annulment and a remarriage, like, that dude's been long dead, and they don't know that Jon Snow exists, so that would be just a piece of trivia to them. However, if it comes up, any of the Maesters are aware of it, they'd be like, you know what, there was not that thing in that passage. Then they might have a reason to go looking for it. And maybe someone's like, I remember that. It was in a book, blah, blah, blah. But right now, it's not going to strike them as mattering.
The person who read or cataloged that book, assuming anyone even did, they might have died already. In fact, it was given to Sam to rescribe. Maybe that's why. Maybe this is part of their process and they haven't got to it. You know, right? They're not going to read the original text. They're going to store that away somewhere else and then they'll read the copy. You know, to preserve the integrity of the book or whatever. And so maybe no one's even read it yet. You know?
Question from Eleanor Johnson. Would an annulment make Aegon and Rhaenys no longer heirs to the Iron Throne? Well, we don't know because we don't know how Westerosi annulments work. In the real world, there's a variety of ways they can work. And we don't know how the Westerosi versions work. It's entirely possible, though. We just don't know yet. And it's an open question that we are absolutely going to do our best to find out. We have some comments on George R. R. Martin about annulments in world that we're going to talk about on Wednesday. They shed some light on it. They don't refer directly to this, though.
You know, a thought that I had, like my sort of knee-jerk reaction, because Gilly asks what she's trying to pronounce. No, what does that mean? Sam's like...
Rhaegar?
Yeah. Sam's like, oh, it's when a man sets aside his wife. I'm like, what if a wife wants to set aside her husband? And I thought, I felt myself get upset about the slant on that stage. I was like, well... I guess in this world, in this time period, that's just the way it would be. But
maybe a powerful queen could set aside her husband or something like that. But there aren't even powerful. There haven't really been powerful queens in history of Song of Ice and Fire. So yeah, there you go. Another question, or not a question? This is an observation from Jay Beachpour. Ilya, not only did she get dumped without knowing it, Rhaegar remarried in her country in Dorne. Yeah,
jerks.
That's really funny. So I see we're still working on the sound. This is, again, we're getting used to a new audio setup for people just joining us, and it's hopefully better, but it's certainly not perfect. So we're going to keep working on it. You guys feel free to give us feedback. I know it's not going to be the same for everybody else. That's one thing, is we're getting different reports from different people, but we're working on it. Shay is kicking ass as usual and trying to figure it all out. Another one from Acre Frey. Do you think the Maesters will reason that Sam left just because he heard from someone else that his family was just burned and the Archmaester didn't tell him? That's an interesting call. He might be mad. They might think, oh, he found out and then left. You know, he went to go take Horn Hill because he thinks it's his now. They might, because just like we saw, when they were presented with this information, they tried to look at it in a bunch of different ways. They're like, well, maybe the Dragon Queen is, maybe this isn't a message, maybe this is a fake message. So you'd think that they would entertain all the possibilities and like, ah, this novice ran away. That's, they might bring that up. Why? Yeah. That's a great catch. Yeah, they might.
It's a great catch, but it frustrates me because I was hoping it would awaken them up to how serious Sam was. But now I realize they'll have some other motive for Sam, and it won't waken them up. So.
Some things will depend on if they notice any books missing. Because I can easily see them not knowing those books are missing because there's so many books. They were like, "Was it Sam that took those?" okay, from Steph A. Did Sam's sister say she was betrothed? Wouldn't she inherit Horn Hill? Yeah. I mean, it does pass to the girls next. Yeah, so it would. If they don't decide to somehow finagle a way for Sam's fake kid to inherit, then it would be one of the sisters. But if the sisters were already married, that's the thing. If she had already gotten married, then it would become complicated because you know, it's harder for a sister to inherit when they've already become lady of another castle. That's that kind of sometimes remove them from the line of succession.
It might create a conflict of the new husband trying to claim it.
Yeah, if, especially if they have kids. He couldn't just claim it outright, but as soon as they have a kid, he can be like, my kid gets this.
Yeah.
You know, or our kid gets this. Yeah, of course, that would be a long time from now. Well, unless that kid's already born, but that doesn't seem likely. Yeah, now we have Misty 306. I'm sorry, I'm backing up here. Grimnir Reaper, what would happen if all the female characters that have shown boobs flash Night King all together? Would he do a double take? Maybe more than a double take.
What if all the male characters that have shown boobs flash Night King?
I like the pun implied there, double take for as a pair of boobs. Yeah, I don't know that he's moved so easily there. I mean, on the other hand, we haven't seen any female Night White Walker, so maybe they're just like really just been 8,000 years since he's been with a woman. Okay, so Misty306 wants to know more details about the Kialo.com contest, which we talked about at the beginning. You're going to want to check our website. We've got a post there, or we're going to have the post there shortly. I don't know if we put it up yet. Not shortly. Is it already there?
No, it's not there. I haven't even written it.
Okay, I mean within the next, 12 hours or so. I didn't mean 5 minutes or something.
5 minutes.
No, I wouldn't mean that. So that's going to explain it more. It's really difficult to explain how their debates work, but I will explain a little more of it. There's going to be the community of debaters are going to vote on the submitted debates, and then the final 100 will be submitted or will be selected. And then it comes over to us judges. There's going to be 9 or 10 judges, and each of us are going to pick, are going to get handed like 10 or 11 of these, and we're going to pick the best one. And then we're going to all look at the one that we picked as best between the 9 or 10 of us and decide which is the best out of those. And there's more than just first place. I think there's cash prizes down to like 20th place. So, but yeah, like I said, the Kialo website's got it all explained, and we'll have it up a link on our website as well, in the near future. Acre Frey, do you think Arya will get frustrated enough with Sansa to take things into her own hands? Yeah, actually, I guess we've already talked about that. Yeah, so we think that's an entirely big possibility, and that would cause a lot of problems. That's the kind of thing that even if Littlefinger ends up losing this struggle to drive a wedge, it could cause permanent damage to the Northern alliances. Big E, Gilly will point out Arya's dagger when she arrives at Winterfell. Gilly knows the dagger? Oh, because she saw it in the book. I wonder if she recognizes it. That would be awesome. Oh, I did not. The great catch. That's really cool. Really cool. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Apparently there's some script leakage going on in the comments. Shea is working on that. She can't catch it all. But guys, don't do that, please. We do not talk about leaks in the chat. Do not do that. You get banned and we will be mad at you because that's really uncool. Harding Grimm, what if John won't be able to catch any white, but Benjen will offer himself? Well, Benjen already said he can't cross the wall. So then they already kind of one-lined a dialogue that out of the way. So Benjen just can't cross the wall. I don't think it's possible. Maybe he can get in a ship and go around, but I don't know that. I mean, they haven't sailed a ship to the north. I mean, I guess that somehow could be. I guess there's a way to figure that out, but.
Also, maybe he can't choose to cross the wall, but he could be taken. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but like, what if he tries to do it? He's like, bump up into an invisible wall.
Well, what happened when those whites tried to run into...
They shattered.
Yeah, they just died. Yeah,
disintegrated,
so
yeah.
We do have an example of that. And that should be less...
That
should be less powerful than the wall's magic, I would think. You know, similar, but less powerful.
Will that be a problem for any white? No, because we've seen other white south. We saw at least the one that John killed when it was attacking Mormont. So,
Super chat from Grand Admiral Bendu. Is that a Star Wars reference? Because I think it is, and that's cool. Because I know Grand Admirals are in Star Wars. Anyway, it's a cool name. How many more houses/armies are left in the south? Not many. Like, Cersei and Jaime's army is, they said they haven't done an accounting yet, but they lost a lot of it. Some of them had already made it to King's Landing. So they definitely have some soldiers left. And, of course, we're talking about hiring mercenaries. But the Tarly army is basically submitted to Daenerys, and a lot of the Lannister soldiers were in that. So that's kind of a Lannister-Tarly combo army, a reach Western army. The Dorne army is just sitting there, I guess. They're probably just done. They've probably just been written out of the show. Technically, they should be there. The Stormlands should have armies, but no one's talking about them.
It might depend partly on what you consider to be an army. You can imagine there might be several different lords who might have 100 or a few hundred men. And even if you put all of them together, you might have a few thousand. But if they're not used to working, if they haven't trained together, if they're not properly equipped, do you count that as an army?
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, Dany still has a lot of her Dothraki, you know. She lost a few, certainly, maybe more. Not a few, but relatively speaking, that battle went really well. She probably took pretty minor losses there, and she had a lot of Dothraki. So it's pretty clear, like, from what Jamie says, is not only do we have less soldiers, yeah, we can hire mercenaries. And he says, like, yeah, so what? Like, the Dothraki will beat any army I've ever seen, mercenaries or not. And there's the dragons, yeah, so... Yeah. Lots of stuff. Okay, just a reference to our... Remember, we have that giveaway. Don't forget, guys, we're giving away the GRM boxes. Send an email to westeroshistorygiveaway@gmail.com to be entered. It's free to enter. All you got to do is say giveaway on the chat. And Ashaya says, we've already got 30 giveaway emails, over 30 so far.
Nice.
So get in there. We'll be drawing one this week, and I guess two next week, and two the week after.